We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking with our NBAF officials today, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Deputy Director, NBAF Communications Director Katie Pulaski, and our featured guest today is Dr. Jeff Silverstein, Deputy Administrator for USDA's Office of National Programs, Animal Production and Protection. We're going to turn it over to Dr. Burton next, and I've got a question for him. Dr. Burton, what would you say to people who may have questions regarding the safety and risk associated with these new units?
Good question, Brandon. And I think, like with many things, you have to balance any risk involved with the values that these research groups bring to ensuring that NBAF is able to meet its mission of protecting the United States livestock industry, our food supply, and then in respect to the zoonotic diseases that can be spread from animals to humans, you know, the public health factor from these transboundary or foreign animal diseases. The additional research units that Dr. Silverstein mentioned in the previous segment, they'll create a much more inclusive research value that brings in those diseases that are capable of being transmitted through arthropods such as mosquitoes and ticks, as well as the unit that focuses its expertise on emerging or the highest consequence animal diseases. So that being said, you know, recognizing the risk that this brings and minimizing their potential to occur or being able to minimize the impact of those risks are another big focus of our efforts at NBAF. While the NBAF team working to develop its incident response plan now when we don't have any pathogens in the facility, as part of our NBAF culture of safety, we're also establishing ourselves as, and I know we've mentioned it in past programs, but as a high reliability organization, or HRO. And what these HROs emphasize is they encourage all employees to be aware on a everyday basis, be mindful of operations, follow detailed protocols, and address, you know, any potential for errors that we recognize so we can be proactive in preventing major problems. So in addition to the HRO, we have and we will continue to be open about NBAF's operations within the parameters of physical security for the facility. NBAF Science is working towards registration with the Federal Select Agent Program that Dr. Isaac mentioned on the program or discussed very thoroughly last month on the program. And that Select Agent Program has a strict oversight responsibility for the research that's going to be done at NBAF. And then also, in addition to opportunities like this radio show, NBAF leadership recognizes the importance of transparency in our research and has worked really diligently to establish relationships with community leaders and community groups to be able to share information about NBAF. And that's a really enjoyable part of our job, but it's also really critical. And Homeland Security, early on, established NBAF Community Liaison Group, or the CLG, and USDA has definitely carried on that concept, and it's been very successful. That group includes city managers and commissioners, representatives from state government, local education officials, and other stakeholders. And during the quarterly meetings that we have with the CLG, the NBAF team introduces leaders like Dr. Silverstein and others that discuss the progress on construction and operational stand-up. We go back over community engagement efforts and then listen. And I think that's a big part of what we need to do at NBAF is we listen to the community and address concerns and encourage questions and continue to share information about our mission and safety and security protocols. So it's an ongoing process for sure.
All right. Well, Katie, we just turned the calendar here to March. The first day of spring is about 17 days away. Is construction still set to be complete this spring at NBAF?
Yes, it sure is, Brandon. We still anticipate construction to be complete later this spring, with commissioning expected to be complete in the summer. So we are getting really close.
All right.
Exciting.
Well, Dr. Burton, as everyone prepares for NBAF to start opening, has there been an increase in training for NBAF employees?
I think our training group would definitely concur with that statement. They have really been ramping up training and keeping really busy, as well as the NBAF staff taking the training. And, you know, trainings are key to preparedness in so many areas at NBAF. So you can imagine how much of that is currently in progress, as well as being planned for the near future. As Katie mentioned, you know, we're planning to begin moving people into the facility for the first time. So they all have to go through site safety and facility security training. In addition to that, our animal resource group is going through a tremendous amount of training to be ready for the time when we'll bring animals into the facility. Along with that training is training for our IACUC, or the Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee. And this is a committee that oversees the research involving animals at NBAF and make sure that the animals are treated humanely and safely while they're in the facility. We've been really fortunate because we've been able to engage K-State Biosecurity Research Institute and the Veterinary College training laboratories to be able to simulate and train on some of the activities that will occur in the future at NBAF prior to NBAF being fully functional. So, yeah, the training is an extensive process, and our training group's done a tremendous job already, and they have a tremendous task in the future to make sure everyone receives the training they need before we become fully operational here at NBAF.
Well, Katie, we've seen a number of changes here over the last really 2 weeks. The CDC has started to lift COVID guidance restrictions. Will we start to see more NBAF employees moving around the site?
Yeah, Brandon, I am pleased, very pleased, to say that we have received guidance from USDA that those of us employees that have been in maximum telework will be able to begin transitioning back to the physical workplace at the end of this month. So that phase transition is expected to be complete by the end of May. So you will definitely start to see even more activity on the NBAF campus starting next month, more cars in the parking lot. Of course, that's in addition to many of our team members who are already on campus supporting facility operations as construction finishes up. I know we've talked several times about that phase transition of operations from Department of Homeland Security to USDA. So, yeah, several of us are just really excited not only to be back getting to work with our colleagues and meet many of them for the first time, but also finally getting to work in this one-of-a-kind amazing facility. So, this is always a fun statistic to give you an idea of how far we've come in these 2 years of telework. As of the end of this month, we have now virtually onboarded more than 180 employees. So wow. That's been a big effort.
Katie, I might just ask you, from you work in the communications office, so have you not actually been to the NBAF campus in 2 years? Is that correct there in saying that?
No, we have from time to time hosted visitors for tours of the facility. Folks okay. that you know maybe have come down from Washington D.C. Things like that. So there have been a few visits to the facility. We have to make a stop to the facility to get our to be ready to start working there, to have all the right security protocols and everything in place. But we have not. The majority of us have been working from mostly our homes for the past 2 years. So we have not been able to engage regularly in any kind of in-person activity.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to the day when we can have you back here in studio at some point. We'll look forward to seeing some more guests here as soon as the NBAF gets open here. We're going to be seeing that here very shortly. So looking forward to it. Guys, thank you for being here this morning.
Brandon, thank you so much as always.
Thank you. Thanks, Brandon.
You bet.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for it was good meeting you here today, Dr. Silverstein. We look forward to meeting you here in person some point.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our first half of the show. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Perry Wiggins up next on News Radio KMAN.